Well, good morning, everyone. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, right there, see that?
What's this, Mr. Henry?
Hello, this is General Galen Shaw. Hold on, bud. And very pleased to be filling in this morning on the Phil Henry Show.
Go ahead, Bill.
All right, I'm just checking with Bud Leonard and Robert Dickman. Robert Leonard, excuse me. That we're doing everything. Good morning, Margaret.
Well, good morning, General, and great to have you guest hosting this morning.
Well, it is my pleasure. This will be my second or third.
I think it's your third time. I've only done really one or two, and...
Bud can't make it all about you.
I'm not making it about me, Bud. I'm not...
Right, now, hold on. Let's not... Let's just listen, shall we, to a wonderful... See this? Phil loves to start the show with a lot of the nonsense, and that's fine. I understand he has a certain eclectic taste. For a man his age, it's stunning for him to be listening to this ghoul. I don't understand Phil's affinity for the ghoul rock, you know.
Well, I don't think it's called ghoul rock.
Yeah, that's ghoul rock.
Well, yeah, it is ghoul rock because he said there was the five ghouls.
The five ghouls? No, the five ghouls did do-up-to-do-up.
No.
Wait, who?
The five ghouls?
No, the five...
Hold on, will you, Dickman? Turn down this alcoholic... I shouldn't... B.J. Thomas is wonderful. That was B.J. Thomas. Why is he laughing?
Well, you think so.
You said B.J.
You know something? One of these days, young man...
I apologize.
Wait, hold on. One of these days, young man, you're going to appreciate that there's such a thing in this world as decorum and not act like a ringling... like a gibbering Ringling Brothers, like you're one of the... somebody that has a congenital disease, and they put them on in a cage, and Roy, they go, look, there goes, Ball Boy or some
What? I don't understand.
Margaret, please. I'm trying to tell him about having a little bit of class.
Well, look at Bud. The man's name is B.J.
It doesn't mean...
I'll do the Margaret mumble.
Go ahead.
It doesn't mean blowjob.
Don't. I didn't think it done did. But still at all, you gonna blame a man for the laughter?
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame a man for the laughter.
I'm not blaming a man for the... What does it mean, for the laughter?
You know, you're blaming a man for the laughter. You should thank God for the laughter that we have.
What? I talk about laughter.
What are you talking about, you... Boy, you are a dimwit.
Oh, you're talking about the fact that you laugh.
Yeah.
I'm saying to you, Bud, that his name is B.J. Thomas. It doesn't mean he's a loser.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Have we cleared that up? Do you understand what she's saying?
Who is she?
Do you understand what Margaret is saying?
Yes, sir, I do. I just...
The flap. It's a natural thing to want to laugh. Here, God, man. Hey, yeah, here comes B.J.
Yeah, if you were announcing it, say, yeah, B.J. and the clown makeup.
You know, no one on this planet or any other planet that man knows of understands anything you're talking about. Do you understand that?
There's no life on other planets.
If there was, I'm saying. God damn.
Now, General, you're doing a good job up to this point.
All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm trying to say welcome to the Phil Henry Show. And that's one of my favorite songs. It has kept me company for a great many years. I love it so very much. And it is one of our favorites, Patsy and I. We love the raindrops, la-da-dee.
And do you remember the very charming scene with Paul Newman and I think it was Catherine Ross?
Oh, yes. And they're riding the bicycle.
Yes, they're riding the bicycle, and they tumble down the hill. It is charming, and it's at once charming and a bit poignant, because you know that at the end of the film, Paul Newman and the Butch dance kid wind up being eviscerated by... some sort of a farm equipment, was it?
No, they got shot.
They were shot by the farm equipment. They were shot by the Brazilian militia, is what happened.
Paul Newman and the Butch Cat.
No, it's Paul Newman and the Sun Cat.
Like, can I jump in? You know, one of the things that we do on this program a great deal, and I'm sure a lot of people who are, well, I would say that a longtime boy, take a look at the tail end on that, will you?
General.
I'm terribly sorry. I was just looking... one of the things that they do, I'm looking at a Brazilian auto race that's on the sports channel, and you know wherever a Brazilian Grand Prix driver grow wherever a Brazilian Grand Prix driver's dick grow.
My God, you are nervous this morning.
General, you want to take another run at it?
No, I'm not taking a run at it. I'm taking the run at it that I'm taking. Wherever a Brazilian Grand Prix driver goes, some chick with a big ass follows.
You really, are you proud of yourself?
I got it out, didn't I? I got it out, didn't I?
Yeah, that's what the dentist said. So, you got a rotten tooth out. What are you going to put there?
You know what I'm going to put there?
General.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm very, very sorry. What I'd like to say from the bottom of my heart is, Dickman, if you give me that high sign again that I messed something up, what he does, folks, is he does the disco hand-over-hand move, which means you really took a tumble there, General, and you might as well take your words, put them in a blender, and pour them into a baby's dish, because the only thing on this earth...
The General's trying to say the only thing on this earth that will be able to process the quote-unquote S-H-I-T that his words sound like would be an infant with no teeth.
That's right.
All right, continue.
I'll continue. Anyway, I'm so sidetracked. Let me get to...
You had another song, and I love this song.
Yes, I've got another song here that Patsy and I... In fact, they played this at our wedding. And it's right here. Is this it, Robert?
Yeah, this is one called Rose Garden.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right here. Dee-dee, I never promised you a rose garden.
Now, why would you play this at your wedding?
Say that again.
Why would you play this at your wedding?
Because you're playing this at your wedding. What do you mean? You're playing this at your wedding because you're saying, I beg your... You're dancing with the woman you've just married, and you're looking at her and saying, I beg your pardon, but I've never promised you a rose garden, and you sway to the music, you know?
Yeah, but you're saying to her, it's going to be bad.
I didn't say any goddamn... Pardon me. Turn the music down.
Yeah, you like it, though, don't you?
I like it. Turn it,
Turn it down, Robert.
Dickman.
Am I not allowed to ask a question?
You're allowed to ask the question. Don't ask questions that you know will befuddle and bother, bewitch, and bewilder.
Well, there's a song. There's a song. A little bit. Now, I remember my father playing. Bothered, yeah. Bewitched and wildered. All right.
Bothered, bewitched, and wildered.
Yeah.
Look, Dickman, you know...
Don't let him sidetrack you, General.
No, I want to say this. When I married Patsy and we danced to the sway of the beat, or whatever the Christ you call it, when you go out and you move your ass...
Yeah, called to dance.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Here. And I danced and I held the woman that I love in my arms for the very first time as man and wife. And I said, I beg your pardon, Patsy, I never promised you a rose garden. And then we...
There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
And then you broke into a very rapid sort of dance.
Well, it was almost like a two-step. I looked at her, I said, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. And then I flung myself and her out onto the dance floor, and we skipped and danced the night away. What the
fuck? I could promise you things like big diamonds.
No, still about a rose garden.
Turn that off. Are you brain dead or something?
You have to understand, General, it doesn't make sense to marry a woman to look at her and say, I never promised you a rose garden. Do you understand?
Well, all right. So, you know...
Yeah, that's all we're trying to say.
All right, then, okay. What I meant by that was, you're going to be living in a rose garden.
Yeah, but if you're going to be living in a rose garden, you're going to say, I never promised you one.
It doesn't matter. Those are the details of this, so it doesn't make any difference. You're like, hey, it's a rose garden. Turn it up again. Yeah, yeah. And you hear the sithy, and our hips went back and forth, and my elbows were out, and we just danced around. I don't know.
I think Bob Bacon might have...
What would Bob Bacon...
I'm trying to get you to segue.
Oh, yes, Bob Bacon now with traffic here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with General Galen Shaw. And, Bob, how does the traffic look this morning?
All right, General Shaw, hey. Hey, this is Bob Bacon, General Shaw. I'm running up the center, and I got not only the Sky Boy, we got up the Sky Baby. Gonna have that baby out there. I'm on the 305 freeway right now. They've got the CHP is telling us you better come right, and you better grab the down. If you don't grab your loins down, you don't crowd down, and you don't bow down to the groin. Gotta bow down to the loin king here this morning as you go down the 5 freeway. Up there on the west side of the freeway right now, I've got the Sky Boy.
All right, I like my Bob. I got to the freeway out there on the CHP. I'm going down, down.
We should have a three-car pilot at the Howard Hughes Parkway, Oak Cliff.
I found a son of a storm in the sky, baby.
Yeah!
Was that Sky Baby?
I believe it was, yeah.
Well, that's outrageous. That's an infant that they've got.
Sky Baby, Sky Baby. Come in, Sky Baby. Again, I say.
Give me that. Hey, this is General Shaw. What's it look like? Bacon, this is General Shaw. What's it look like? This thing's not even plugged in. I gotta kill you.
Forget.
Plug it in, will you? All right, it's time now for Chef Carl Cedilia here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Chef Cedilia is going to be today talking with us about, well, we kind of were a little stillborn on the, what was it, Margaret?
Well, we did do the salsa scramble, and today it's going to be the turkey scramble with spinach and the very, very wonderful sounds here now of our friend Chef Carl Cedilia, who I think is taking a long, long-awaited and anticipated soup. And good morning, Chef Cedilia.
Good morning, Margaret. Good morning. General Shaw, may I say to you, it was a big pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, it's great to be filling in, and this is your theme music, isn't it?
Yes, that's One Pistol for Ringo.
I'd say it again?
That's called One Pistol for Ringo, you know.
Now, you're taking a bath, is that right?
Yeah, I'm taking a bath because my back hurts, and it's been a long week in the restaurant. I will try it, but we've got a great recipe for you here today on the Phil Henry's Chef Harvey Rubio. And this is called Turkey Scrabble. And I don't think this... I'm just getting a little more hot water in here. Fuck.
Yeah, I think... excuse me, Chef. Phil has already said that he doesn't want any of that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got a terrible, terrible backstrain. You know?
Well, maybe we should call you at another time.
Oh, that's fine. It's fine. I just enjoy a hot bath. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that at all, but I think when you go,
excuse me, but my no-loud... All right, I'm not going to cause a problem.
Phil doesn't like the... It sounds as if there's some sort of sexual release going on.
Well, that I will excuse in Phil's mind, you know.
You know what? I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, that is a fool's fine.
Yeah, pretty good point there, Chef Julie.
My name isn't Chef Julie. Who said that?
It's Robert Lynn. I didn't say Chef Julie. I said Chef Cedilia.
Chef Cedilia? I'm not some... You know, General Euclid...
Let's pronounce the man's name properly. Chef Cedilia. Correct?
Yeah, Carl Cedilia. Thank you. All right, this morning here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we're going to be doing our turkey scramble. It's a lot the same as what we did yesterday morning. But yesterday morning was, well, that was yesterday morning. The song goes, but that was yesterday, and yesterday, darling. As Chad and Jeremy did that song. Are you right there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Chef.
All right, all you got to do is you want to get 3 pounds of ground turkey.
3 pounds of the ground turkey?
And I'd like to get a large beefsteak. Find the beefsteak to me, Bill. You know?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
A large beefsteak. Hold on. Can I have that towel? I want to go over to my recipe. Otis is here, my man.
Say that again?
I said Otis, my man, is here.
Your man? Well...
Yeah. Hey.
No, I understand.
Many of the finer houses, a gentleman has a valet...
Yeah, well, clean the mind up a little bit, will you, General?
My mind is clean, my friend.
All right, let me see this. One, two, three. Oh, this is chili for 300. What the hell is this? Oh, for those Navy guys. All right, here it is. What you want to do is you get 3 pounds of ground, and then you get a large beefsteak tomato.
A large beefsteak tomato.
Yeah, one large beefsteak on the tomato.
All right, and...
excuse me, friend, what are you doing?
He is repeating the recipe, but that's what I want to do. All right.
Well, all right, Phil didn't fill me in a lot of these things.
No, these are just little things that the chef wants.
Okay, a large beefsteak tomato.
Large beefsteak tomato.
And then we're going to want to have, I'd say 2 teaspoons of cumin.
2 teaspoons of the cum.
And then I'd like to have a chopped up jalapeno purple.
Chopped up jalapeno.
And 6 eggs. Now, what we first do is take the turkey, and what we want to do is brown the turkey, and we brown that turkey in such a way so as to enhance. And when I say enhance, what I'm really saying is I want you to get the hell
I'm sorry, we ran out. That's the end of it?
Yes, that's the end.
And that's been Chef Carl Cedilia.
Wait, hold on for a minute.
And that's been the Chef. Are we supposed to?
Yes, we got to get going now. We have to go to the first break.
All right, we'll put it on hold. I'll hold it over.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said it's going too long. So,
Anyway, thank you very much, Chef Cedilia, for that very fascinating look at ground turkey. You know?
This is getting to be impossible. The fact that I'm not even allowed to come on this rotten show that this guy does. Turn the... I could promise you things like being
Boy, is that ever a cluster bang.
That's what they want him to do.
That's Chef Carl Cedilia. Sorry we didn't have enough time, but Phil has instructed us to move it along, as he says. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to move this, excuse my language, bitch along.
Oh, my God.
Oh, relax. Relax.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and he'll be right back.
Well, you don't have to beg our pardon because we allow any stumble bum to just come falling right on into our morning escapades. Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and have we got some news for you. As you know, all of this month is a very, very special month on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show because all of you backstage pass members, you, the individuals who do come stumbling in and just falling and drunkenly groveling about on the pavement here of the patio, which is what we think the Phil Hendry Show is in a way, you know. Do you feel a disturbance in the force? No, it isn't Margaret farting. I'll do it. The next time I see that in here...
We will make sure that it changes.
I'll make sure there's changes, Ms. Gray.
Thank you. If you feel a disturbance in the force, maybe it's Phil Hendry passed out in an alley somewhere. Or it could just very well be the amazing Christmas promotions that we've got for you guys. Now, this year we wanted to give all of our Backstage Pass members a gift, and that's why you all automatically enter to win a Star Wars The Force Awakens Christmas package, which will feature, and this isn't all that we'll have for you, but it features... two tickets to the biggest movie release of all time. We're choosing a new winner every show this month, so make sure you listen to the podcast to hear your name. And who is the winner today, Chef Cedilia? I'm sorry, General.
What is it with everybody calling me Chef Cedilia?
It was supposed to be Chef Cedilia to do it.
General Shaw.
Well, thank you. I guess I'm wiping up the rear again. You know.
Gentlemen, you're wiping up the rear, but... not like...
it ain't the same thing.
Don't worry about it. This is General Galen Shaw wiping up the rear. Here is the winner of package number two of our Star Wars Christmas package, and his name is Alex A. Wow.
What's the matter?
Well, what does that mean?
I told you, and Phil told you, we're not announcing the full names for a variety of reasons, number one of which, we want to ensure the anonymity and the namanimity.
What is the difference between anonymity and namanimity?
Namanimity is being noteworthy, but you're still anonymous. So he's anonymous, but he is noteworthy in his namanimity. The namanimity.
Yeah, the namanimity.
That's very slight.
You know, I got three gold teeth, and I've got one plastic, you know what, that is RC car. I don't think there's such a word as namanimity, and I'm going to look it up in the dictionary, and then you'll find out.
Fine, be my guest. In any event, may I continue?
Yes. Wait a minute, I'm doing it. Support the podcast by signing up. So anyway, Alex A., congratulations. Now, support our podcast by signing up for a Backstage Pass. You'll get full show archives, Lions games, classic podcasts, the Saturday show, the Friday night chats, exclusive pre-show commentary, and then I have to up inflect, and then I'll go down inflect, and then daily HD video casts, and now I down inflect with the new Lions shirt in the store, and then I up inflect with share the podcast with your friends and family, and back down again, as I say, also on social media.
Would you not do that, please?
So anyway, you can give ratings and reviews on iTunes and join our email list. That's right. On our homepage, we'll send you important updates if you join the email list that's right there on our homepage. Also, visit our YouTube channel. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all of the rest of you clowns, I forgot the most important part.
Well, we'll do that the next break.
There's another part to the...
We'll do it the next break. But Alex A., you are our winner.
And congratulations from all of us to all of you. Well, actually, not all of you. From all of us to some of you out there in the world-famous land of the Phil...
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, that's it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now then, thank you. We have a very special guest. I'm excited about this because with us will be Don Mixer, Professor Don Mixer, and... Robert, you have a little information on this, right?
Yeah, Professor Don Mixer, who has formerly been a teacher at the University of Washington, has resigned from the University of Washington, has come to Los Angeles, and he's going to pursue his first love, which is reporting on sports.
Now, can I interrupt you for a minute? On TV right now is that Greek, that Southern Cal Greek with the curly. If I ever see that guy, I'm going to knock the teeth right out of it.
What are you talking about?
I don't like this guy that they got on TV right now.
Yeah, that's that guy from USC that used to be on with Fred Rogan.
Not Fred Rogan, Fred Rogan.
Oh, this man right here.
Yes. He's on the NFL or Fox Sports. He's got a big fat mouth on him. He's rude as hell. He used to interrupt that guy Rogan, forgive me. And he thought he was the star of the show. He was insulting Fred Rogan, even though Fred tried to be gracious about it. This big curly-headed Greek ape needs to have somebody lay a good steel-toed boot right between whatever he's got underneath the, you know...
Oh, my God.
I don't like guys like that. Never did.
Well, so your main concern about the man is what?
My main concern? What do you mean, what?
What is your main concern about the man?
He's a big blabbermouth jackass. And I just as soon put a roll of nickels in the right hand, close my fist around it, and go ahead and tell him, hey, what is that? I think that's a red-breasted, you know, like we're bird-watching, right?
Yes.
And then, wow!
Bad, all of his teeth come flying out then.
You got that right, my fine-feathered friend.
Wow, man, you know...
I don't like the guy. I don't like the way he looks. I'm telling you, I don't like him.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have the man's name, because if you were to actually say the man's name on the air, I am afraid some people might think that's a threat.
You better goddamn well believe it's a threat.
You can't threaten people, General. You're going to get Mr. Henry in trouble.
No matter what you're saying...
That is a very real threat.
All right, I don't mean it literally. I'm saying the guy pisses me off. Is that so wrong?
Yeah, you can say that, but you can't say the stuff you want to do.
Oh, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, and back to General Shaw.
Yes, well, all right. We are going to be bringing on here Don Mixer in a moment, who's going to reflect on the
Ronda Rousey,
and he'll be reflecting on whither goest thou, Ronda Rousey? Where do you go from here? Yeah.
Do 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 do. And it's Robert Leonard, everybody, reminding you to listen to the world famous Phil Henry Show on the El Pacifico from the El Pacifico. Have you gotten a new Milwaukee Lions shirt, General? You're wearing it right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm wearing the new Milwaukee Lions T-shirt, and there it is. And you can see at the bottom there it says...
Sponsored by Bozo's... Oh, that's cute.
Sponsored by Bozo's Pep Pills. And I would very much encourage you to get over to the world-famous Phil Henry store and get yourself a Milwaukee Lions T-shirt to root the Lions on to eventual whatever the hell third place.
Not doing too good.
Oh, they're not. I thought they were going to win the championship and win the big Super Bowl, you know.
Well, first of all, they're not playing for the Super Bowl. You know?
What is this league?
It's the Hillbilly... It's... Never mind. The Milwaukee Lions are... They stink, okay?
Yeah, they stink. They're only 6-7, and they're probably gonna lose in everything.
Yeah, they're probably gonna lose, as Bud says, in everything.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, you might as well root them home.
Why not be a good fan and root the Milwaukee...
There it is.
Yeah, the Milwaukee... Root them home... for victory as they fight to finish third in the Eastern Division.
No, it's the Central.
In the Central Division, I forgive me.
Bobby, you gotta finish second, though.
I don't know, I'm reading the God. So the Milwaukee Lion T-shirt, right there in the world-famous Phil Henry Show online store. Get it while the getting's good, my friend. Wrap your lips and your hands all around that, and the shirt, too.
Beg your pardon.
There's a little Neil Rogers light.
I beg pardon?
The little Neil Rogers homage.
Yeah, Neil Rogers used to say, wrap your lips around it and the shirt, too.
Yeah, I would say that. Wrap your lips around it and the penis, too.
Would you shut your holes before something very dangerous happens in this very room involving your heads and this machete?
Put that down!
I'm sorry, it was something I brought in. Frank had it in the garage.
Put that thing down. Immediately!
I'm sorry.
What are you doing bringing that? Turn this garbage off.
But that's Lynn Anderson. I beg your pardon. You got a rose garden.
I beg your pardon. You've got a rose garden. What do you think this is, anyway?
Isn't that what you said to your wife?
If I said that to my wife, that's between me and her and the good Lord above. Now, what did I say to her?
I beg your pardon, ain't that your rose garden?
Yeah, what do you think I was pointing at anyway?
Her rose garden.
All right, so what was that machete?
I brought that in from the garage. I thought you wanted to see that.
Don't raise that thing up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now here on the Phil Henry Show to bring in studio. And we're very happy to have him, Professor Don Mixer in Los Angeles.
Hey, Professor Mixer!
Thank you.
Well, Don, go ahead, have a seat over there.
Right here, Don, and this microphone.
I'm very pleased to be here, thank you.
Well, Don, it's good to have you with us, and where are you staying here in town?
I'm over the Roosevelt in Hollywood right now.
Oh, the Roosevelt is very nice.
We're enjoying it, yeah. And we haven't done any sightseeing. I know that you were suggesting that, right, General?
Well, there's a lot to see in this town.
Yeah, we've got to go over. Have you been down on a Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah, got to go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, I'm anticipating going to Knott's Berry Farm and all of these. But really, we've got some round tables, and we're going to be doing some discussions. My primary duty down here, though, is to try to get the big interview with Ronda Rousey.
Now, tell us all about that.
Well, as you know, Ronda Rousey lost that fight to Holly Holm, and I was watching that fight in Seattle.
And what did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was a very sad outing for Ronda Rousey. I could tell that her team was disappointed in her. I had no idea, and certainly I was not about to speculate. But I had no idea how Rousey felt. I could well guess losing her first fight and losing in such a convincing fashion. It was at that time that I called my editor over here at the Los Angeles Extreme Sport compound. That's not Extreme Sports as in the games.
I understand.
But it was the LA Extreme Sport compound. And I said, look, Rube, why don't you let me take a crack at trying to interview her? And he said, well, I know you, Mix. You're kind of an animal.
Oh, so what do you think? You were going to go out on a date with her?
Well, he thought I was going to turn on the charm, but I said, no, not this trip. Maybe the next trip or something, yeah.
Yeah, so she's been very much sought after.
Yeah, a lot of people try to interview her, Professor.
Well, I know a lot of people have tried to interview her, but they're not Don Mixa. And I think, thank you, bud.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is true.
They're not Don Mixa. And when Don Mixa says, I think I'd like to do is interview Ronda Rousey. Go ahead and go to the window and just wait for them to open it up and stick the ticket right there in the teller's face and say, hey, you owe me, just like the guy said in The Hustler. What do you say, bud?
Yeah, he said, Eddie, you owe me money.
Yeah, that's right. That's George C. Scott.
Yeah. Well, that's the famous scene in The Hustler when
George C. Scott says, Eddie, you owe me money.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I'd do if I were you. If you heard the Don Mixa.
All right, we've got that part, Don. Now, so tell us about the... Now, she lives in Venice Beach.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I made my way to her townhouse, and it was at that time I was intercepted by a guy whose name I never did get. I said, well, who are you? He said, well, who are you? And I said, well, who are you? I said, well, we can play this game. I decided I wasn't going to push it. These guys, they're UFC fighters. A lot of these guys are very... They're good with their hands, good with their fists, and so on and so forth, and I can certainly understand, you know. But I got a few moves of my own, and...
Well, certainly you don't think you're going to take on a UFC fighter.
What are you talking about? You're going to beat the guy up?
No, I'm not going to beat him up, but I just wanted him to know, hey, look, I tell you what I'll do. I'll play your game. Ooh, I'm scared. I said, I want to talk to Ms. Rousey. He said, well, you're not going to. And he says, because you don't have an appointment.
Well, why didn't you make an appointment, Don?
Well, I would have made an appointment had I anticipated they'd take my phone call and actually put me on the schedule. But you know as well as I do, they pick and choose the writers and the... I think they pick and choose the writers and correspondents that are going to be giving them the very best play. I'm sure you understand that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I always do that.
All right, so you then did what?
I just said, all right, you know, you watch. I'm going to get this. And I saw another writer go in, and he did get an interview, and it was published 2 days ago. I read that, and I'm here to report on what I read. Now, I know that that's not the same as getting the interview, but it is the second step from that. And I think the difference between me and the average writer is not only can I write, but I can come on your program, as I'm doing right now, General Shaw, and I report on it, see?
Wait, you know, so you didn't interview her, and you're here just to...
Well, that's not interviewing Ronda Rousey.
Well, I would suggest you ask me some questions. And again, keep in mind, I can not only write, but I can also come on here and talk about these things.
Well, have you written a column?
Yeah, where's your column gonna be?
My column is gonna be in L.A.'s Wild, Wild, Wonderful Wild World of Sports magazine. And that is coming out on I believe, January the...
No, wait, hold on. It's called what?
The magazine... General, the magazine is called L.A.'s Wild, Wild, Wonderfully Wild World of Sports magazine. And,
well, that sounds like something you're making up off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Well, that is very insulting.
Well, we're not saying you're doing that, but, you know.
But you're just saying I'm doing it. All right.
Well, what?
You might as well tell us. So what did you, or what did this other man find out about Ronda Rousey that you're going to try to make us believe you learned firsthand?
I'm not trying to make you believe that.
No, the record will show he did say that he never got the interview. He listened to another guy, read another guy's interview, and is now going to pretend like it's his interview, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah. So if you can just sort of suspend your disbelief, I'm Don Mixa, and I interviewed Ronda Rousey.
Okay, go.
Have you done that?
No, just tell us the interview.
Well, anyway.
Well, I suspended my disbelief. Am I supposed to sit here with my thing in my hand?
Well, I mean, Jell, if you want to.
Here's what I found out. Ronda Rousey...
through this other man's interview.
What? Yeah, are you happy?
Yes, I'm not completely happy. I don't like you coming on here and just trying to blow it off. I'm saying...
Are you happy? Because I'm a very peaceful man, but suddenly I feel my fingers...
You feel your fingers doing what?
They're going around your throat.
All right, now see, Margaret. Oh, my God. Margaret, hold on and sit down. You do that.
Yeah, bring it out, people, Margaret.
Oh, I see. The woman as victim again.
All right, I apologize for saying that, but I'm trying to tell you what happened, and you're interrupting me, and every interruption, I feel my fingers.
All right, it's all right. It's all right. Take a deep breath. Another deep breath.
Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. You don't see this.
Another deep breath.
The general is having to calm Don Mixa down.
Another deep breath.
Because Mixa is a borderline mental case and wanted to strangle me.
One more.
And can you believe this? This is the kind of borderline psychotic ass.
One more.
That we get on this program. And now I think Don's all right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, Margaret.
Oh, that's perfectly all right.
You are saying that Ronda Rousey...
Yes, Ronda Rousey. Let me tell you about Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, as we all know, got her ass, if I may say so...
Go ahead, we've been saying it ourselves.
Ronda Rousey got her ass handed to her in this fight with Holly Holm. She said that she never anticipated, and it was very fascinating, Margaret, she said she never anticipated losing control of the fight as quickly as she did. She said that she got scared.
Yeah, when's the first time she knew she was losing the fight?
She felt she was losing the fight as soon as that first punch landed, and she felt some teeth in her head get loose, and she felt the lips split.
So that is when, and she said that she was disoriented, didn't she?
Where did you read that?
I read the article that you read that you're reporting on. Well,
yeah, all right, if you read the article.
Margaret, don't do that, okay? All right, take it easy. Take a breath.
He's having to calm him down again, ladies and gentlemen. This is the kind of... This is a man that should be hospitalized, not giving a report.
One more. One more.
This is a man that should be... He should be strapped to a gurney, being pumped full of peraldehyde and thorazine. Here he comes.
All right.
He's all right.
Yeah. Rousey knew that she was losing this fight as soon as that first hand hit, as you were saying, Bud. And when that hand hit and those teeth were loosened and she felt a lip split, she realized her ass was grass. You know?
You really knew what she was done for.
And from that point forward, she was disoriented, right?
You read that?
Yes, I read the article. Margaret, what the fuck? Yay! Come on, come on, come on. Come on, keep it together. Yeah. Take a breath. Don Mixon now, his third episode. This is not an anxiety attack.
Yeah. One more.
This is a psychosis. This is a borderline personality attack. This is a bipolar attack.
One more.
The general is having to talk him through this so he doesn't erupt in a fully violent, psychotic break.
All right.
So what happened was the following. What happened was that I forget.
All right. Well, Don, we thank you very much for that.
Did I do a good job?
You did a wonderful job, Don. I apologize. I thought that that I had information on this, and I did not.
Well, all right, see? That just goes to show you.
That goes to show you. Don Mixon, ladies and gentlemen, with his report on Ronda Rousey. And,
This is Lynn Anderson. I can't take...
Holy shit, turn it off. Take a deep breath.
Now he's flipping out because of Lynn Anderson. Oh, I'm so sorry, Don.
Another deep breath.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
When you take a deep breath.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Ew.
I could promise you things like.
It's Bud Dickman, and you're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show with General Galen Shaw. He's sitting in. For the guest, as a guest host here on this Friday, yeah.
Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver.
I'm looking up here on the CNN, and I'm looking at a guy who looks just like that Mike Crozier. You remember?
Oh, yes, Mike from KFI.
Yes, Mike Crozier is a newsman at KFI, and this guy, is that him?
No, that's not Mike, but that's the guy who looks like him.
Well, no, that's what I just got done saying. It's a guy that looks like him.
Just said that, man. I'm sorry.
But he does look an awful lot like him. All right, here is the second part of what it was we were trying to tell you before we were so rudely interrupted by all of that horse dung.
Oh, man.
Now, we want all of our annual Backstage Pass members to be in the running for something very special. But they have to be annual Backstage Pass members. So, Margaret, this means what?
You must have a Backstage Pass good for an entire year. You have bought a year's subscription.
All right. Because one grand prize winner and a guest will be flown out to L.A. to have dinner and see Star Wars The Force Awakens with Phil Hendry, which... You know,
yeah, it's the best we can do.
It's the best we can do.
As I said, Frank and I will represent if need be.
Well, I don't know what that means.
It means we'll be there.
All right. Well, Patsy and I'd be very.
Well, that'd be great, General.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I don't think.
You don't think what?
I don't think we want you crowding our time.
I'm not going to crowd you. I'm not going to crowd. You know what? Then forget it.
No, because Phil will get angry.
Well, I'm just saying, if you and Frank. Don't mind us crowding you. Wow.
God, that's great.
All right, forget I said it.
Wow.
Just read the thing.
I better read it, but I'm trying to get my bearings after that. Anyway, one grand prize winner and a guest will be flown out to L.A. to have dinner and see the movie with Phil Hendry. Yeah, you heard me right. Is that what it says there?
Yeah, it says, yeah, you heard me right. Here, we want
to... Let you do it.
Yeah, you heard him right. And
it says you heard me right.
Yeah, you heard me right.
Well, he didn't say it.
Yeah, you heard him right.
Give me that. It says, yeah, you heard me right.
Yeah, you heard me right. There.
Yeah, you heard me right.
I said that already.
We'll fly you out to Los Angeles, head over to Ted's of Beverly Hills for a juicy
ribeye.
Ribeye. Or another steakhouse if Ted's is overbooked. and then pop on over to Universal Studios Hollywood to watch the movie in stunning IMAX. Wow, that'd be pretty bitchin'.
That's a fantastic gift. So if you don't have a backstage pass, sign up now at www.philhenryshow.com. Yes, that's www.philhenryshow.com. And you tell them, even though there's no one really there to tell anything to, the General sent you.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're already a monthly member, upgrade to an annual pass to be eligible for the grand prize. Only those holding the eligible 1-year pass will be eligible for the grand prize. Good luck, and may the force be with you.
That's the closing theme. We're not
in the show yet.
We're not ending the show yet, but what I wanted to play was a little more, and I wanted to give people a taste of some of the music that Patsy and I have enjoyed down through the years. Enjoying and so on and so forth, the music that we've enjoyed down through the years.
Yes, well, we've heard, I beg your pardon.
Is that your rose garden?
No, I beg your pardon, I never promised you the rose garden.
There you go. I beg your pardon, I never promised you the rose garden. Now, another great hit that we loved was this one by Pudia.
Oh, this is Petula.
Oh, Petula. Petula Clark. And dee-da-dee-da-dee-dee. And when we got married, we played a great many songs like this. Is this Downtown?
No, this is called The Side of the Times.
Well, this is not the song.
I thought you said any Petula Clark.
No, not any Petula. I want the one that says Downtown, for Christ's sake.
Right here, Gerald. Sorry about that.
Yeah, here we go. When you're alone and everything's bothering you, you can go. I used to say to her, you can go, and she would say, to hell. You know?
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, we did. Patsy was a wonderful young lady. This is not that goddamn.
Put the right one on, man. Hey, man, don't yell at me.
Hold on. It's called Downtown, You Knuckleheads.
Downtown, You Knuckleheads.
The song's called Downtown. And, well, anyway, the song was one that we loved. And when Patsy and I can tell you this, right here.
Yes, this is it.
Oh, yeah, here. And I'd call up and say, honey, if you're alone and lonely, and life is keeping you down. Right here, see, right? You can always go.
Down to hell.
Downtown, you ass.
Yeah, but you said that's what you guys...
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Well, the two of you were just fun-loving, and so you'd say, when you're alone and life is making you own.
Now, Margaret, this is not an excuse for you to do your singing act, okay? Oh, don't give me the look, all right?
Well, it's very rude.
Don't give me the look. This is not, I want to hear this broad.
Yeah, this is Petula Clark.
Petula Clark is her name. You illiterate lawn gnome. You understand?
You call the boy a lawn gnome, not knowing anything about him, not knowing his background, his past.
You turn that filth down. Turn that dirty whore. Petula Clark is one of the great...
Yeah, see, you just blew it.
Yeah, you called it filth.
All right, everyone calm down. Before I go to my truck and I get out of that thing what I got. And you don't want to see what I got.
Really? I thought that was something you only had to unzip for.
Man, that's something else.
Where are you going, General?
I'm going to go, you know what? In the words of Margaret Gray, I'm going to take a shit.
I've never used that. Ladies and gentlemen, this, then, is the lovely Petula Clark, or Petula, or Poodalula. The French call her Poodalula Poodledoo Clark.
When you're alone
and life is making you lonely, you can always go to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, everyone wants to hear this.
Thank you. All the noise and the hurry
seems to help.
I know. At Ted's of Beverly Hills. Oh, you can get a steak, something else.
Linger on the sidewalk.
I love it there at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
On the links, I'm with Frank Gray, and we're having a little round of golf. But today we're at Brookside Country Club in Pasadena, California, right near the Rose Bowl. Yeah.
Here at 10,
where do you want to put it?
You want to put on
you better
your
believe house. That. And I'm out here with Frank Gray. This is a rare treat to be out here with Frank. And how you doing, big guy?
Ted, I'm doing very well. And wonderful to be out here. You know,
we're out here at beautiful Brookside today, and General Shaw, I know you're filling in for Phil Henry, right?
Well, I am, and Brookside is lovely, right to the Rose Bowl.
It is. The Brookside Golf Course borders the Rose Bowl, and Frank Gray has challenged me to a competition. I'm not so sure we can do this.
It's fine. I know the starter. She's okay. What we're going to do is, Margaret there?
Right here, dear.
All right. Well, I've challenged Ted to a kind. We're out here on the 18th runway of the...
It's called the fairway, Frank.
What is it?
Fairway.
Oh, on the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th fairway on the short course.
Yeah, we're on the 18th fairway of the short course. That doesn't mean we're playing the short course. That doesn't mean, you know, well, I don't know. That's short dick.
All right.
You got to watch your language, Frank.
All right. So I challenged her to see if we can hit a ball from the 18th fairway here right into the Rose Bowl.
Now, Frank, be careful because that can't possibly be legal.
Oh, horse dung.
I'm not so sure myself, but hey. You know, God hates a coward, as they say.
So Ted is going to start, and then after she hits, I'll start. My caddy, Billy Globabean, is here. And, Billy, if you laugh, I swear to God, I'll kick her ass. Okay?
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Now, look, so you're going to try and hit it into the Rose Bowl, huh?
Yeah. And I'm teeing it up high, man. I get the big driver here.
You're going to need loft.
Yeah, I know I'm going to need loft, but I also got to get distance. We're not that close to the edge of the Rose Bowl.
You're short.
Bullshit.
God damn. She almost hit it in.
Oh! Oh, man. It had to be about maybe 20 yards short.
That was a pretty good hit. All right, she almost hit it in. All right, here comes my shot.
Now, these two clowns. These two gentlemen are trying to hit a golf ball, into the Rose Bowl from the fairway of the 18th of the short course there at Brookside. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Hey, this is not the club.
Oh, sorry.
I want loft. I've got enough arm strength. You see the muscles in my arms?
What are you doing? Every time you swing a club, Frank, you're always looking at your arms.
Hey, you're always looking at your biceps before you...
I admire them, yes.
All right, I've got plenty of upper body, and I've got plenty of arm strength. I've got two guns on me. Shit. I need loft. Just give me that 5 wood. Watch this.
What a pussy.
Fuck. I told her not to laugh.
Yeah, like that? How do you like the taste of a phone? Goddamn, Frank. Frank, that's pathetic.
Well, what happened? Where'd you hit it?
Did you get close?
I skied it.
He skied it. That thing maybe got 20 feet. It went straight up in the air.
Woo! Shut them. You know, I hate golf.
All right, that's it. Well, that's it for Ted's of Beverly Hills, everybody. Or instead, that's it for Brookside anyway. What are you doing? I'm locking out.
Lock out.
I'm going to hit another ball. Hold on.
Watch this. Come on down. Bitch.
Yep. Skied it again. He got about 10 feet out there.
Let me try it again. What a cunt. Fuck this game.
Fuck golf. Yeah, he got about 10 feet. Here at Ted's,
we want to put our meat in your mouth. I'll bet you do.
Oh, man, you are.
Well, there you go. There's Ted Bell and Frank Gray.
You know, Frank, for all of his magnanimity, and Frank, for all of his altruism, and God knows Frank has been philanthropic in so many ways, he is a tight, stingy, dirty... I cannot believe that he is such a poor loser, and that...
Well, and that he's such a lousy golfer, you know?
Well, Frank is a very good golfer. Frank is almost a scratch golfer.
Every time we hear Frank out on a golf course, he's always going, bitch.
Yeah, and he's got the language. This guy, worst language than any sailor I ever met.
What do you mean, sailor you met?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Hey, don't start. Don't kick. I'm saying he's got a real filthy mouth.
Frank uses the language. There's no question about it. Frank has used the language, and Frank has used the language yet again. I am very perturbed. I'm shocked by the language that Frank uses. And yet and all, I suppose you could say I'm not all that shocked because Frank has come up a hard way. You know, he suffers from this neurosyphilis that causes him gender confusion.
Yeah, now, you know, I don't think that's anything you should be admiring a man for.
And yet he battled his way to a successful law practice. You don't think that's great?
Yeah, I Guy's got the syphilis, and he's got a drip.
Yeah, man's got, like, lifetime drip.
Now, right there. What do you say to a man who's got a lifetime guarantee to the drip?
Excuse me.
You say, excuse me?
No, I'm not talking to idiots.
All right, Margaret Gray just walked the hell out of here, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I was trying as best as I could to understand Frank's point of view, being a neurosyphilitic and having the brain of Jesus.
Yeah, he's right. Dad's dashed up.
He's out there on the 18th fairway. You know what? That doesn't make any difference to me. This is General Galen Shaw, and we are playing for you some of the wonderful songs that Patsy and I have enjoyed down through the years. We're not playing any of that, the garbage that you often hear Phil Henry play. No, sir. No, thank you, and no, sir. Sir, and no, sir. But no thank you, sir. Sir, no, sir.
I know this pain.
Who's this?
Hey, hold on. Wait. What? Don't go.
Who's this?
Oh, I love this song. I want in on this. All right.
Don't turn it back up.
No, just.
You don't butt in and go, who's this?
Hey, who is?
It's Wilson Phelps, man.
You're a playhead. Mr. Henry would never approve of this.
Oh, well, he's not here, is he?
And I like this quote. Hold on. Someday somebody's going to take it. They're going to stick it in your face. Then that day you'll realize you should marry her or him, you know.
Someday somebody's going to stick it in your face.
I thought that's what they sing.
Frank, you know, I almost called you Frank. General Shaw, these are three of the loveliest young girls. And they're not going to say someday someone will stick it in your face.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, don't you hear too good?
Yeah, I hear fine.
So you like this song?
Yeah, Patsy and I love this. This is another one that we have loved down through the years so very dearly. And I figure this is the only opportunity that we get to play, that I got to play. But let me play for you the song that is my most favorite of all time. And I... What the fuck?
House Burning Down by Hendrick. Get out.
That's not it, you... Boy, I'll tell you.
No, what is it?
The song that I think encapsulates more than any other the spirit of Colonel Galen Shaw.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
Doo, 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 dee, 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 dee. Huh? Yeah, right here?
Who jump and
I can't place this.
This is the one of the Barry... This is the Battle of Barry Gray.
Just what they say.
Battle of Barry Gray?
The brave men.
It's the Battle of Barry Sadler, of Dr. Larry Sadler.
No, it's the Battle of Dr. Jim Sadler.
Barry Sadler! God!
Yeah, General!
It's the ballad, it's the battle of the bad...
100 men.
I don't care anymore. General Shaw's crying now.
But only three.
Bet you okay, General?
In the Green Beret.
Fuck.
Trained to live off nature's land.
We're very sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but General Shaw seems to have lost it.
Hand to hand. Men who fight.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry, although today Phil wasn't around, so I suppose you could say it was me, Margaret Gray.
Silver Wing.
Executive produced for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. We'll see you all tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you tomorrow for the Saturday show. I won't be on, it'll be the BSP chat people. I'm Margaret Gray. I hope all of you BSPers are on the chat tonight at 9 o'clock. With the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, if you're an annual Backstage Pass subscriber, you are in the running for a trip to Los Angeles to see Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Isn't that right, General?